couple of things are the normal circumstances, the police or any other law officer tells the that they have the right to remain silent. Is this the normal case with this new terrorist act, or are they not told about their rights? That's the first part. And secondly, in terms of not knowing their
It's not a police officer's duty to state to a client that they can exercise their right of silence. That is something that the lawyer would advise the client. But when the interview commences, a caution is read out, and the first part of the caution is, you have a right to remain silent. However, if you do not do so, and if you mention something which you later rely in court, an adverse inference can be drawn against you. So when the caution is read out, the first part of the caution is, you have a right to remain silent. So it's on the record. Officers have to state that at the outset when the interview commences, and every single interview that takes place with the client. If the officers don't administer the caution, the interview can, in its totality, be thrown out if successful by the defense. But normally the officers do mention the caution at every single interview. And there's also another thing that is also mentioned in interviews, which is called a special warning. Where a special warning can be given relating to, say, a particular item that was found at your house. For example, the explosive item. And again, don't panic when a special warning is given. Best thing to do is write a silence, a little short 1-2 line statement prepared on your behalf and filed and served on the police officers. That will protect you to the best of your, the lawyer's ability. Hopefully I've answered your question.